Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Year 2026, we hope that that Nebraska basketball keeps going the way they're going. We get to get them more as the show goes on regarding their start to the season and keeping things rolling. But let's just set the scene here for a second, Nick. For those who are curious, we did put out a post last night on social media, just kind of giving an update on our whereabouts. Nick got to Vegas about 3 o'clock yesterday, and I got to Vegas at local time. I got here about 5:15 local time. We did meet up. We're staying at the Virgin Hotels, which is just off the Strip, about a mile. Are we south of the Strip, Nick? Do you know what direction this is from the Strip?
Yes, south of the Strip.
Okay,
sure.
Thank you. South of the Strip right now. And and then we ended up going down to the Strip and seeing some, you know, we went through the Bellagio, walked through that incredible place that is. We saw the fountains there and had a good steak at the Cosmopolitan up there. And I think the third level, I think it was called the Blue Ribbon, I believe is the name of the restaurant. And yeah, and it was a successful night for Mr. Sainert in the Virgin Hotels casino. I won't give updates beyond that, but that's how it was. It was a good night at on the floor of the casino, should I say.
It was. Hopefully, you know, I think that's proper. We don't have to go into exact details or exact amounts, but yeah, we are doing just fine, and Vegas has not taken me for everything I'm worth, and if the rest of the 24 hours that we're here or 48 hours that we're here goes the same way, Jake, we might be flying first class back to Lincoln, Nebraska. Who knows?
Potentially on your dime, because I'm not a part of that at all.
Jake, you are not a part of that, but potentially on your dime. You have gotten a couple hours of shut-eye. How was the night's rest?
Yeah, let's go there as well. Nick is a trooper. Now, before you joined the stream, Nick Bach, I told Bach asked me, and so did Nick Wyman back there. By the way, thanks for helping out this morning, being back there, guys, making this possible. But they asked me, did I get any sleep last night? I said, well, yeah, but not much. Like I got to the room past midnight this time, which of course is past 2 a.m. local time in Nebraska. I think I went to bed about 12:30 after all was said and done, and woke up at one point at 1:45. Said, all right, I actually can go back to sleep for a couple hours. Just sweet. And then, yeah, about 3:40, said, all right, it's time to get up. And so we're on the Wi-Fi, we're good to roll. I'll be very honest. I'm shocked as much as probably Bach and Nick are, Nick Wyman, that we are both ready to roll on the stream. But at least I did get some sleep, unlike somebody over on the other side of the window here.
Well, when you woke up at 1:45, you could have come down and said hello. You could have said hello. Jake, here's the deal. I got to say, this is just for, as we continue idle chit chat. There, we know this. There's a pizza restaurant down in the casino area. It's New York style pizza. And I will say this, it is incredible. I grabbed a slice I grabbed two slices on my way up here about 15 minutes ago. And I grabbed two slices, and we are enjoying them during the commercial breaks. It is actually really good pizza. I'm going to have to buy you a couple of slices of New York style pizza down in the lobby of our hotel.
That'd be merely pennies to you at this point from last night's endeavors, this morning's endeavors as well. But you know what? I'm proud of you. So hopefully today goes just as well on the last day of the year. Resolutions can be happening right now. If you had a resolution on January 1st, you could still achieve it today. It's your last day to do it. So if you have something you want to do today, Nick, today's your last chance to do so.
Well, I think it's smart to also mention that we got to run into other media members here in Vegas last night. That's a big reason why you were up so late is because, Jake, you have would you agree that you have FOMO, fear of missing out?
At times, not so much in gambling because I'm not very good at it. So, last night I was going to my room about 11:15, like, you know, still late, but somewhat more responsible than 12:30 as it was. Mm-hmm. And I was going to the elevators, and I saw outside of it, you know, Kevin Suits from 10/11 News there, Bill Shammert from KETV in Omaha, Lauren Michelson also there, Andy Kendi, and then a couple others that were just, you know, talking about life, talking about Vegas, telling some stories. And then they said, you want to go back to the floor? I said, sure, I guess. What's 1 hour versus, you know, 2 hours of sleep? So went back there, saw you, Nick, saw you have some success, mm-hmm. chatted with him for a while, I also seen Michael Bruns from 24/7 Sports, and Brian Christopherson, Amy Just from the Journal Star was here, Evan Bland and Sam McCune from the World Herald. So we saw a very good contingent of the Nebraska media here at the Virgin Hotel. So good to see him enjoying Vegas and certainly working hard for this bowl game and earning some fun, but also nice to see them outside their normal ventures and having a good time. So that's what these bowl games are. Certainly it's obviously a great chance for fans to travel and see the team play one more time on a cool place, but it's also fun for, you know, the team itself playing the coaches and the media to have one final trip of the year to follow the team. So for a program, Nick, that missed it for seven straight years, it's nice to see you know, these media members getting their fair shake of how much they put into this to actually enjoy a trip out and about.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like the reaction has been pretty, for the most part, positive, right? Like, nobody necessarily wants to spend – a lot of other media members, Jake, got here on Friday when the team got here.
Right.
Just because their duties require them to be at practices and stuff like that. Fortunately for us, we can get a lot of the same information when we're still in Lincoln than we are. But it is good to have boots on the ground, and we're excited, obviously, to be here for the game later today. But I think it's important to note that while nobody wants to be in Vegas for 6 or 7 days, the reaction from both Utah fans that we've talked to and also, you know, the Nebraska contingent, whether that's media members or fans, it feels like the response has been pretty positive about the setup in Vegas. And I think there's a lot of people, myself included, excited to see Allegiant Stadium later today in just a few short hours.
I don't know what it's going to look like in terms of attendance, but yeah, it should be a good crowd. And you know, we just, as a note, the Nebraska Hotel for the fans is the Mandalay Bay, and the Utah mm-hmm. Hotel is the Virgin Hotels. We are at the Utah Hotel as well as those other media members. So it's not like we're just doing this by ourselves. Media members in Nebraska are mostly here at the Virgin Hotels. But yeah, we certainly saw Utah fans last night at the casino and also throughout Vegas enjoying times, obviously many Nebraska fans too. So I think the record for the bowl game is about 40,000 years ago.
Yeah,
for
44,000.
I don't know if we're going to get there again. I have no idea how to allocate that in terms of ticket sales or what's been sold, what's not. But I do think you'll see a pretty good amount of fans there today. And like we said, we were looking today at the forecast from last night, and it's supposed to rain all day. Not exactly the most desirable day, way to end the new year in Vegas in terms of all the things to do outside and enjoy Vegas. But as you point out, Nick, it is an indoor stadium, so rain will not be a factor today at Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I think there's a lot of fans, as I was talking to them over the last couple of hours, a lot of Husker fans curious, okay, where can we maybe go tailgate? And I know there's like some fan fest and some parties that the bowl game and that SRS Distribution, which is the bowl game title sponsor, that they're putting on for specifically Husker fans in the parking lot of Allegiant Stadium. But I would hope that things like that are covered today because it's going to be a little rainy. It's going to be a little annoying. But once we get inside, it's going to be really, really nice. And I'm excited to see, number one, another NFL stadium, but then also to be able to kind of just get the vibe of an indoor stadium. We didn't get that at Arrowhead earlier this year. Jake, you and I were both there. And obviously that's an NFL environment, but not an indoor stadium. We know a guy, and we'll talk about this later, TJ Lateef is a West Coast guy. And he struggled maybe a little bit in the colder weather. Obviously, he had the hamstring injury against Iowa. We'll see. That's the weather's not going to be a concern for the Nebraska offense. That's going to be missing a couple of key pieces today.
I want to make another note here while we're still in idle chit chat before I move on. That I told this to Nick yesterday when looking at the room. We are in a very nice room at the Virgin Hotels.
We are.
You're on the 11th floor. I'm on the 6th floor. I don't know, and I've been to some great hotels, some medium hotels, some bad hotels. I don't remember the last time, Nick, that I have not seen a coffee machine in a room to make coffee, which would have been really helpful today for 4 a.m. for you and me, considering that nothing's open till 5 a.m. down below. See, you might say nothing closes in Vegas. Well, it does. Stuff at the in the actual casino does close. Dunkin' Donuts opens up in less than an hour, but it's not open right now for before the show or the first hour. And there's no coffee machine or even a microwave. There's not even a microwave. It's like it's a nice fridge. So if I had tried to warm up some coffee this morning, it wasn't possible. So
well, you say you need coffee. All I need is this delicious piece of New York pizza for all the people that are on the Starter Heyman Jewelers live video stream, which it's important to note, just because Jake, you and I are not physically in studio, we do have access to the text line.
Yes,
so please chime in, 464-5685. You guys know the phone number to call and text there, or I'm always on the video stream. But if you are on the video stream, you can see what I'm holding is a giant slice of New York-style pizza. It's delicious. I got one more to finish after the piece that I just held up, and that's going to be quickly devoured during the next commercial break.
How do you think we're going to fare today? Because people are concerned that, you know, Bach before the show said, how are you going to last, you know, not just through the show, but through the game, through New Year's Eve. And I think we've discussed that if things go according to plan, we potentially will look at taking a nap maybe after the game. But knowing you and how you've operated so far, I don't think you're going to sleep at all until January 1st.
Well, I will say this, because of the events that happened last night, Jake, with the time zone or time change, time difference, there's been a lot of people that normally I would tell about this that are now just starting to wake up. And so I'm getting a rush of texts over the next, 15 minutes. I've already gotten a couple as we've been on air here about just the events of last night. But to your point about how we're going to fare, I think I will take a nap at some point. I will take a nap at some point. I think naturally though, it's important. Like as we talk about our schedule, after we're done with early break in a couple of hours, you're in charge of getting us coffee.
I confirm that. I'm fine with that.
If you need a little spare change, I can come on up to the 11th floor. I can help you out. I can pay for the coffees.
Please do.
But anyway, if you want to come up to the 11th floor, but other than that, I'll go on the show with AD for the next 2 hours as well. But then after that, we're off to Allegiant Stadium. It's a 12:30 kickoff. Here in Vegas, and we got a pregame show to do that you and I both want to be able to try to do from the turf, from standing on the field at Allegiant Stadium. And so it's going to be kind of a bang, bang, bang type of situation here over the next couple hours.
That's a great time to plug this, Nick. You're right. Today we'll have normal programming from 6 a.m. local time till noon. And then at noon, we will switch over to the pregame show from 12 to 2:30. They will have the post. They will have national during the game, on our airwaves from about 2:30 to 6. 6 p.m. you'll have post-game show with Jay Foreman and Austin Norman on for that, and others chiming in for the final football post-game show of the season. But it will be certainly a great day of football. Hopefully Nebraska obviously gets the win, and Nebraska fans can celebrate that. But no matter what, we'll be here covering it and be here for you. So, by the way, you mentioned 402-464-5685. Text or call as always. Someone says, Nick, just eat the pizza. We are used to simple eating on air anyway. So go ahead, sip, Nick.
I thinking about it, it's really good. I don't even know what – it was one of those situations where I looked at my watch, and this is full transparency, and I don't know if this is a good thing to admit or not, but I looked at my watch, and – I saw that the time was 3:44 a.m. and I thought, okay, I gotta hurry up and get this slice of pizza.
I had not reached out to you yet, by the way.
You had not reached out to me. There was some thoughts in my mind with the way things were going up until 3:44 a.m. that I might just not show up right at 6 a.m. But here I am. But nonetheless, I rushed in and I said, "Can I get a slice of that and a slice of that, please?" And I don't even know what I ordered. I just picked two things that looked good, and they warmed it up. They gave it to me in a white box, and we came up the stairs, and here we are. So I don't even know what toppings are on it.
Looks like hamburger to me, the one you showed me.
Well, I think it's Italian sausage and pepperoni.
Okay.
And then I think I got just a basic pepperoni one. I think I'm not entirely sure, but it's going to taste delicious going down.
Well, so, you deserve it, and I know you want to make a trip to Bojangles after this at some point.
Yes.
Across the street, because a great chicken restaurant, which you've not dined on yet. We'll get some Bojangles at some point today, or before we leave, or before we leave Thursday. We have an afternoon flight, so maybe we'll get Bojangles if it's open Thursday, New Year's Day.
Hey, Bojangles on me, Jake.
A lot of things on Nick today. It's all pocket change to the young gambling connoisseur that he is.
It's not true. I make it sound like I have. I make it sound like I have such a bad problem.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
It's not an issue if you win.
You should just teach classes, Nick, at this point. Just teach people how to win at the casino 101. Nick Sainer.
There was a moment. Okay, I'll say this. I have no problem telling this story, okay? This was a story from last night as we continue idle chit-chat. Last night, this morning, however you want to dice it up, we were standing around in the group of media folks. I think it was, you know, Bill and Kevin Suits was there, and a couple of other people were there watching. There was about a group of five of us, and I had just cashed out from a time at a blackjack table. And I was thinking to myself, okay, you know, there's a dealer over there looking somewhat lonely. The casino, we have to add, Jake, is dead. This place is like the casino.
But you like it,
is,
though.
Well, I love it for a multitude of reasons. But the casino is dead. There's like nobody in there at like 11 o'clock at night in comparison to other Vegas casinos.
Well, we walked through them. We went to the Bellagio. We went to the other ones, and they were packed. But this is not on. It's a mile off the strip. It's again.
Yeah.
And I was pointing out that, you know, not taking a shot at the Virgin Hotel here, but, you know, I like playing roulette, which is really not like me back for now a couple years at all. But the video, the board was not updating the numbers. Like, it went six straight numbers. And I said, hang on a second. Like, I know it means nothing when all is said and done, but for those who try to go off trends and maybe keep them going or go against them, that has been at number 26 for six straight balls, and that was done at any of the last six. So that's just, you know, one thing. But
Jake, it was so funny because, okay, I'll walk the folks through just about a 5-minute snippet of what this evening was. Because as I mentioned, it was you, me, I think Kevin Suits was there.
Yeah.
Bill Shamert was standing
and
there
Andy
as well.
Kendi, yeah.
And Andy Kendi. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'll go ahead and $25 tables, $25 Ooh. Hand tables are steep, man. Like they are, I do not enjoy them. And I found, you know, I found a couple of $15 tables that I kind of resided at for the most part. But $25 tables were steep. And I was off. I was standing up. And I was like, all right, you know what? I just had a little bit of success. So I was like, I'll just do four hands of $25 tables. And you saw this. In about 30 seconds, I was up 100, and then I went and cashed out. I got up off the table. We were done, right? We were done. And then I end up looking at the roulette table, and I hit on the third 12 set of numbers,
yes.
If you have been in a casino. And so that won a little bit too, and that was $25 a hand as well. And then so that was the span of like 2.5 minutes. Maybe I'm over dramatic and over exaggerating.
At the same time, I'm like, listen, I did a strategy you did for roulette and it didn't work out. I'm like, yeah, it's just not meant to be for me at the casino. It's just a sign here. So,
well, are you gonna give roulette another try tomorrow?
I don't know.
You're not even down that much, Jake. Like I understand.
Down $80.
Yeah, it's important to value a dollar, but if you're coming to Vegas and you are getting torn up because you're down less than $100, I mean, you should not have ever come to Vegas.
Well, listen, I'm coming here to cover the bowl game, Swim. All right, I'm a proper person to do that,
yes,
so I'm going
of course.
To. By the way, last thing before we move on, BWD on UT. I see the YouTube chats. Again, you can text 402-464-5685. BWD says, good morning, guys. Go Big Red, and boy, Jake looks weird. Why? What's the problem, BWT?
I know your brightness is not necessarily that bright.
Well, but when we come back from break, but when we come back after that, I will hopefully make this room somewhat brighter, and we'll go from that. But yeah. Yours is too bright.
Hold on. I think I have an ability. There we go. I turned it down.
That's bad. That's okay. It's, you know.
It's a little freaky. I don't like it.
Okay. It's well, freaky. Breakers, I promise that by the next break, I'll have maybe a little bit more brightness in here. But until then, it's what you get for this segment. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738. Go see Joey and the team. They do a great job in Bertrand of right now. Again, it's winter time now, but they're getting ready for the next year ahead. They help farmers in southeastern Nebraska stay fueled, prepped, and ready for whatever Mother Nature has to throw at them. Learn more today at 738ag.com. By the way, thank you to our sponsors making this trip possible. Amigos, King's Classic, Advanced Medical Imaging, Ben Blanker of PRG, Berkshire Hathaway, Ambassador Real Estate, and MWR Building and Fence. We would not be doing these shows from Las Vegas or covering the game. No, we're not going to break yet. We're not going to break. Keep that music down. No break yet. Thank you. Thanks to those sponsors for making it possible, though. Okay. Yes, there's a bowl game today, Nick. Nebraska is right now, I think, 14-point underdogs against Utah. We all know, as you discussed with Bill the last couple of days, the chaos of the week that's been. Kyle Whittingham, of course, now the head coach at Michigan. Morgan Scali, the head coach at Utah. And certainly some guys are not playing for Utah. But we pointed out that there is so much to play for Nebraska. TJ Lateef, you know, the portal opens up in only a couple days. On Friday, the portal opens up in college sports for 2 weeks, and you're going to see guys who play well in this game be pursued by those teams, and guys that don't play well that you're curious what happens with them. And TJ Lateef is certainly the biggest guy you're certainly to say what's going to happen with him. Ideally, he sticks around for this program and he has a great game, but there's just so much that's going to change from today from Friday in terms of guys on the roster, guys who aren't. And I mean, there's just so much to learn today, Nick.
Doesn't it feel like that's the path that we're trending towards, where Nebraska, they're going to bring in more than likely a transfer portal quarterback, excuse me, but it might not be a proven guy. Like, obviously, I've Husker fans love to hear the names like Brendan Sorsby and Sam Levitt and those guys. But I don't think that's the path Nebraska goes down this offseason. And I think that's okay. I think they like what they could potentially have in TJ Lateef. I'm interested to see if we're able to garner any flashes of what they want to do in 2026. And what I mean by that is, this is now a team that's had multiple weeks with no games and in very controlled settings to introduce new things, introduce further things for TJ Lateef and what this offense could look like next year. Emmett Johnson's not going to be here next year. He's not going to be at this bowl game today. Obviously, Dylan Raiola is not going to be in the backfield. It's going to look very different just from the personnel standpoint. But Jake, I think that's kind of the path we go down, and you absolutely are correct in the fact of TJ Lateef's the big one that we're all circling, going, okay, what's going to be the outlook for TJ Lateef? Because as Dylan Raiola's future was unknown the last couple of weeks, even before he made his transfer intentions public, we kind of sat there and go, okay, what are they trying to do? What's the goal for TJ Lateef with Trey Taylor coming in 2027? You didn't know what the status of Dylan was going to be. I still think, despite Dylan not being in that room, we're still sitting there going, okay, what's the status of TJ Lateef?
Well, I mean, you haven't played a game in just over a month. And the last time you saw Latif, he was banged up with a hamstring injury. Nebraska blasted 40-16 by Iowa. And I mean, his story's been odd, too. I mean, that's certainly the guy that has been a lot of talk this season. Of course, Dylan has been the starting quarterback, but he goes down against USC. Latif comes in, not ready to play in that game. Nebraska loses. That's fine. It was a cold game. He wasn't ready to go in. But the next week, UCLA looks awesome. And that's a team that obviously just fell apart, and that you can't take that away from Latif. He looked great in that game. And then Penn State, not so good. Iowa game, obviously not so good. And the injury is certainly a part of that. But yeah, I don't think that we know what we have with TJ yet, and that's fine. He's young, and you should expect him to be a finished product here as a freshman that he is in college football. But that being said, I mean, you got to get this right next year. The schedule for Nebraska football is ridiculously tough next year. They've made a bowl game, so they didn't completely fail this year, but it wasn't exactly the best use of the schedule you had with what you could have been. But I mean, I'm talking to fans. I'm talking to fans either at this game or just who are going to watch it, saying, "Are we going to make a bowl game next year?" Like, there's concern that you snuck in this year at 7-5, 6-6 last year with easier schedules. Like, you can't afford to go next year and not make a bowl game. I know there's so much that's going to happen from now until next December. I'm not trying to go way ahead and say, "Hey, woe is me," things are falling apart. But if they don't get it right at quarterback, Nick, whether it's Latif or somebody else, you're asking for a world of hurt next year, because we are in very uncertain times in that position at this point.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And this is more so, I think, as much as it, I'm not trying to dog on Matt Rhule here to start off the show, because I think there's a big opportunity ahead for Matt Rhule today in the Las Vegas Bowl to kind of end, you know, year three on a high note, beating a ranked team. And despite maybe Utah not having the usual look that they do, I do think, though, that it's important to note and just have the conversation of identification abilities. How have you done at identifying players that you need at key positions, whether that's recruiting or whether that's retaining, whether that is transfer portal or high school? And now that's going to be a thing that if we look back in 2026 and go, okay, what's the outlook here? What's their plan? That's going to be another year, in addition to Jeff Sims, that Nebraska has missed on the quarterback, and those, that is the number one position that you cannot miss on. You can maybe cover up some flaws in other areas, maybe the wide receiver room, maybe some spots on defense, but there's only a couple of spots that you cannot misidentify guys on, and that's quarterback, and I think offensive line. And Nebraska has done fine at the offensive line spot. Jeep Wade, obviously, is the one new coach that's going to be coaching the team today in the bowl game. Rob Orich and Roy Manning and Lonnie Teasley were going to be arriving later, closer to game time. They were not participating in the practices this week. So we'll see. I just think that, once again, not to sound doom and gloom here on New Year's Eve of Las Vegas Bowl, but I think it's important just to say, yeah, you know what, the identification, and it's important for the staff to show that they can go out and identify guys.
100%. And, you know, you don't see the rise of Vanderbilt without a guy like Diego Pavia coming from New Mexico State. So you don't have to get guys coming in here from big Power 5 schools or even ones that are well-known. You know, Pavia, of course, had a big win against Auburn in his time at New Mexico State. But, you know, there's so many guys that are going to enter the portal that are not in the portal yet, and guys that are already in it. So, yeah, as you construct your team for next year, you know, you got to realize your quarterback's huge for that. But also, I mean, running back, I mean, there's so many pieces you got to add. And you hope that this version of this team can get a win today to close out this year, as that becomes the main conversation on Friday.
You talk about transfers, and this is where they don't have to have the stars next to their name. Look at the college football playoff this weekend. You have guys like Trinidad Chambliss, who came from Ferris State. Division II football last year, and is one of the better quarterbacks now. Dante Moore didn't play a snap at UCLA, and Oregon went in and said, okay, you know what, we're going to try to convince this guy to come in, sit behind the starter, and then, hey, then it's your time to shine. And so you look up and down the list of college football playoff teams. Even Julian Sain didn't play a snap at Alabama and went to Ohio State, and they identified him as somebody that they wanted to lead the offense and is able to successfully. And so now, granted, right, Dante Moore, Julian Sain, they might be five-star guys. Coaching still matters at the end of the day. And it's just you can't plug and play every single player on your team. That's why the Texas Tech story is so fascinating, because I think what we all came into the season thinking was that they just went out, spent all this money, and they're just going to kind of hope it sticks to the wall. What we started to realize is they actually blend well together, and that's a big reason why they're having success and why, Jake, you and I think that they very well could beat Oregon.
Texas Tech, they could win the whole thing. I mean, Tech could be your national champion, possibly. They might lose to Oregon, but I'm saying that I don't think you or I would be shocked if they somehow made a run and won the whole title. I mean, even if they lose to Oregon. So we could say, well, we were wrong, but I don't think we've discounted their chances to win it all and go the way distance. Their defense, which you've never said in the history of Texas Tech, is elite, and their offense, again, is great. Mm-hmm. But they're fun to watch. So I'm excited for tomorrow's playoff games and tonight's as well, or today's as well. So. But again, as of right now, Nebraska 14.5-point underdogs as of this very moment, Nick, from Vegas, where we reside at this moment for the next day. We'll head back home tomorrow, back on the show Friday, as usual in the studio. But Huskers, 14.5-point dogs, so much to talk about still in the show. When we come back, before we get to break, though, hey, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area, there's a place you should go to, and that is Early Bird at 19th and K. It is open right now all the way until 2 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, or lunch. They have everything from breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous hash holes.
Jake, this time difference is kind of screwing with me. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. You said something about, you know, Early Bird is open right now, and I look at my clock, and it's 4:31 in the morning, and I'm going, wait, what's going on here? Why am I eating two pieces of pizza? But here we are. Get to Early Bird, because this time difference is really messing with me.
Free and spacious parking, Early Bird. When we come back, hey, Nebraska basketball is still undefeated. We'll discuss last night's game. We come back next on Early Break live from Las Vegas.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.